Now let's open the studio door and welcome in our memorabilia expert, Shorty DeFazio. Hi, Shorty.
What's going on there, guys? My two favorite muses up here. Hey.
We always like to give you a chance to plug your place.
Yeah. First of all, I was a bit offended that you guys did a show from the Heritage Auction Galleries, you know? I mean, why aren't you guys ever doing a show from up in my shop, eh?
You never invited us.
Come on, you need to come up there. It's called Hey, That's an Unusual Item. It's a store up there in the Northeast.
Where exactly? New York City?
You know, it's up there in the Maine to Maryland corridor, that area there. Yeah, it's one of those classic East of the Rockies stores. You know, to get there, you know, like, imagine you're going up the Mississippi, all right?
Hang
a right at St. Louis, and then just kind of keep going up that northeast way.
And we can't miss it.
Yeah, you know where the Washington, D.C., Quebec area is?
What?
Up in that area.
I've never heard it described as that.
Way too general.
Yeah, so I brought some unusual items for you here.
Okay.
Get them out of his bag.
Good to have you in town.
Yeah, thank you there, George. Appreciate that. How about this? A Mickey Mantle rookie card.
Whoa, all right, wow.
This is the signature item of this auction that I got. Yeah, it's a Mickey Mantle rookie card. Now, it does have a beard and Fu Manchu mustache drawn on it, but with a vintage Bic pen.
Okay.
All right, so that's good. But here's the deal, though. It was drawn by the Commerce Comet himself.
He defaced his own card.
He defaced his own rookie card. So see, you would think it would grade out, you know, like at a one because of the Fu Manchu and the beard.
Right.
But since it was drawn by Mickey Mantle himself, it goes back up to an 8 or so.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah, and then it got to bump it back up to a 9.1 because it was drawn during the season he had 60 homers.
Wow.
So
okay.
That's another thing. It's a 9.1 Mantle rookie card.
So many layers. To that one. I'm not sure I want to bid on that.
This has been estimated by our team to go from $3 million to $4 million, somewhere in there.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, that's in yen, so that's about 20,000 USD.
Okay, that's still pretty cool.
And that's a USD stable coin. That's not dollars. That's the stable coin pegged to the U.S. dollar.
So many layers to that one. I think I'll pass.
All right, so, hey, any Cowboy fans here? Let me hear from you.
Cowboy fans.
Jerry Jones, Bravo Eugenia prototype mock-up. This is when they were building it and designing it. It's a 16-to-1 model.
Okay.
All right. But I got the actual one. You can even look in there. You can see inside there. You can see the daycare they made for Jerry Jr.
Sure enough.
There's Charlotte's costume room down here, down in the galley.
Yeah.
And there's Gene's modern art and jewelry room. You can see that. It takes up the lion's share of the front of the ship there. And then Jerry Jones Sports Free Sports Cave. It's an interesting item, but it's his war room he's got built in there. You can see it all. This Bravo Eugenia, it can't float. So if you wanted to actually take this out on Texoma or Louisville or White Rock Lake.
Where?
White Rock Lake. This is going to go for $1,000. We feel very sure about that. It grades out at a 9.2.
That's a 9.2.
Yeah, those 9. Get 2. Graded?
Yeah. All right. Then you'll like this, George. I thought about you. This is nice framed and everything like this. This is a recent picture. The most recent picture, in fact, of the ghost of Al Davis. He appeared at AT&T Stadium on Saturday.
All right.
His photo was taken. He was visiting with Jerry Jones at the time. You can see that.
So she was right.
Yes, this was captured by the same photographer that did that Patterson Bigfoot film. The director.
Oh, wow. Okay, I love that.
Also, a little suspicious.
Yeah, and his grandfather took that picture of the Loch Ness Monster.
The Loch Ness Monster?
What? That's $1,500 we're expecting that to go for there.
Okay, it's not bad.
And, George, everyone's always in, you know, that the George Brett Pointer bat?
Yeah.
That's in the hall. You know, that's a famous piece of memorabilia associated with potential cheating in sports.
Sure.
So I have here, this is also an item that was a center of controversy in a sport recently. This is the vibrating B plug worn by chess grandmaster Hans Niemann.
You actually have it?
Yeah, we have it. We bought it immediately. Immediately when it came up, we bought it out of a private sale, and because we knew that this would go for a lot, because chess is getting more and more popular in everybody's world.
Right.
Everybody's world. Yep. So we went ahead and bought it, and we got it authenticated by Jose Altuve of the Astros.
Okay. Another cheater.
Yeah. He said he had experience with vibrating B plugs,
he
can authenticate this. So we're expecting this to go for about 10,000 yen.
Okay, wow.
Once again, and how about this? This is something that's affordable for everybody. Okay. This is called the Bruce Bochy Fragrance Pack.
Okay,
and inside it's actually a parfum that
parfum
that is redolent of a half smoked cigar. There are hints of a ladle of beef stock. And a fistful of sandalwood shavings. So you too can smell like the Ranger Skipper.
Awesome.
For $60.
I'm in.
Yeah. How about this? A Trey Lance San Francisco 49ers jersey. Game one, absolutely mint condition. Not
pristine.
A spot on this thing.
Yeah, he didn't play much.
Yeah, not a spot on it. It's $400.
Okay.
$400 there. All right, let's about this for you, Craig. This is it.
Look at this.
A William Shatner worn item on the original series. This is not some of those movies afterwards.
Right.
This is the original series, which I think is near and dear to your heart.
Star Trek.
Yeah.
What?
That's right. What?
That's what you said.
This was worn on the Trouble with Tribbles episode. Everybody remembers that classic episode. This is Shatner's personal head tribble. Yes, the game one hairpiece.
Wow.
That he wore $100.
It's very reasonable. I'm in.
And finally, like I don't know if any of you guys out there like pictures of women.
Sure.
Well, we always like
the sexy pictures of women.
Yeah.
This one's a little bit controversial.
Okay.
All right. Now, I don't know what's on this. All right.
What do you mean?
I just got to tell you. But Rich Dalrymple's old iPhone 8 going for $40,000 right here.
George is in on that.
I am not in on that.
Anybody wants it, you got 10 tries to crack into it.
All right, leave Rich alone.
Hey, that's an unusual item.
We'll see. There he goes. Shorty DeFazio.